This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, Macca and Katie.
Thanks, Macca. I'm so pleased to be back here on Sat Mag because you always have great guests, and this is someone that I've lined up for you today.
Well, you know, you and I had a bet once, didn't we?
We did.
Actually, I had a bet with your mum, didn't I?
No, you bet everyone, the listeners, yeah. Everyone.
And what was that bet?
The bet was that if you could ever find an instance in which I hadn't been completely on the left of politics, the person who could prove it would get a bottle of nice red wine.
Yeah, that bottle's still in the cupboard. Mostly, I think. Katie.
Lena Van Deventer is a game developer, a wonderful writer, a feminist, and a friend of mine. Hi, Lena.
Hi, how you going?
I'm really good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both.
Yeah. Now, Lena, we've got you on the line today to talk about your recent, or not so recent, but your recent actual giving the chop to Facebook. I know that you, because I'm a friend of yours on Facebook, you announced it some months ago to warn people that you were going to be quitting Facebook and how they could keep in touch with you if they wanted to. And I think you quit at the end of 2020?
I did, December 31st.
Fantastic. Yep. Now we want to know how you have come to this decision.
Well, it's been a long time coming, I have to admit. I've known Facebook wasn't exactly, you know, great for quite some time. But I just sort of had this realization that I don't have to do it. You know, I sort of gave myself permission. I feel like Facebook, in a lot of people's lives, has become like a bad housemate that everyone just kind of looks down at the ground at and kind of goes, oh, we have to put up with Facebook's nonsense. And I really wish Facebook would do the dishes, and I really wish Facebook would, you know, not bring weirdos over and put their feet on the coffee table. And we've all just kind of put up with it. And I just sort of sat up one day and went, I want to ask Facebook to leave. Like, that's something I'm allowed to do. So, you know, there's all, it's multifaceted, but that's the crux of it is just, I don't want to. But, you know, I don't think it's a net good in the world either. So there's sort of that high-level concept as well. But then just as a day-to-day thing, I just wasn't enjoying it. And I didn't understand why we were all kind of putting up with this thing that was a little bit crap. Because we all felt like we might all die if we didn't have it, you know. We might all not see our friends anymore or something bad would happen.
Yeah.
It's just not true.
We'll get on to, you know, how you feel 2 weeks on.
Yeah, have you?
In
have
a minute.
You,
we'll
have
get
you
to
coped?
That.
Have you coped?
But, I often say to people, I hate Facebook. I really don't want to be on Facebook. And they're like, oh, why don't you leave? Well, for me, I have a Facebook page for my radio show. And it's a way to keep in touch with my listeners and to promote my show. And it's really quite useful for that. I would be quite happy to just have that page, but you can't have a page unless you also have a personal account. So that's the way they get you.
They get everyone managing little communities so they can't leave.
Yeah. And look, I mean, you know, it's really useful for organising parties or whatever, but there are, obviously, when I organise a party, I have several friends who aren't on Facebook and I just get in touch with them separately. We can all do that. So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. I didn't realise that I'd sort of slipped into this habit of there's a function on Facebook for the memories that pop up, you know, from over the last, I've been using Facebook for about a decade. And so it would come up, you know, 9 years ago you posted this, and 5 years ago here's this photo of you and your ex, isn't that nice? You know, and you kind of go, ugh. And it sort of, I started my day looking backwards, and I didn't really want to do that anymore. I wanted to start looking forwards and not have to sort of have the past creeping up on me in a way. Mm. So not having that as part of my day-to-day has been really good.
Yeah.
And if I ever got that itch, you know, what was I doing a year ago? My photos can do that on my phone, so I can sort of go back to a year ago on my phone and look at it that way, which is much nicer because you're in control of what photos are remaining on your phone, you know.
Yeah. So how did people react when you said you were quitting?
There's a lot of people assumed it's because I was sort of abusing it or using it too much or couldn't control my usage, which I found was quite interesting. Some people reached out and said, you know, oh, are you addicted? You're getting rid of this because you're addicted. And I said, no, it's just a really obnoxious housemate that I don't want to live with anymore.
Yeah.
And I think the majority of people say, oh, I wish I could do that, or oh, I want to do that, but I don't know how, or I can't replace all the functions that I use Facebook for with something else.
Yeah.
And you can, it just takes a bit of extra work and not everyone has the time or the inclination, especially during a global pandemic, to go and try and be as resourceful and go find those things. So it can be daunting and no one wants to feel like they'd suddenly be forgotten by all their friends. I think that's the fear that is always bubbling in the back of your mind.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it interesting how it plays on your insecurities? That's really not a healthy thing.
No, I don't want someone to have that power over me.
Absolutely not. I've taken at the beginning of lockdown, and Macca, you'll be interested in this, I've been working from home for about a decade myself. Yeah. So when lockdown happened, I was used to it, right? Yeah. I was used to being by myself. I was used to being at home and working without distractions. My distractions were social media. So when everyone else was at home suddenly, Facebook was mad. Mm. Facebook was insane, and I kept on getting these invitations and private messages from people on Facebook saying this and that and the other thing, and I couldn't stand it, so I just logged out of Facebook for the day. It was insane.
And I bet you said, Katie, why aren't all these people working?
No, I did not.
Didn't you?
Not at all.
You didn't judge them?
No. Because I work from home. I know what it's like.
Yes.
But it was like, lately I've started doing that again. Mm. If I'm working really hard or if I just can't be bothered with it, I just log out and I stay logged out for a few hours and I'll just log back in. I mean, it's on my phone as well, so, you know, I can always check my phone for notifications.
Yeah.
But I'm just not that fussed, and I highly recommend it, honestly.
Mm. Yes, it's a good idea, especially some people like to take the app off their phone too. That can help a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you ever, Lena, envisage a time when you might go back, or is there a platform, you know, and as a game developer, you know, there are a lot of different groups, of course, that, you know, including, you know, shows on Joy. Is there ever a platform, or if you had to design a platform and some rules for people, you know, to participate in, what would it look like?
Oh, as in a community, around a community moderation and everything.
What would Lena Book be?
Lena Book.
Well, there'd be no Nazis, so let's start there, There'd be absolutely none of that. Not a big fan. I think it would be very left-leaning and very, you know, everyone would laugh at it, I think. But and the rest of us would be having a great party there. That'd be fun. But I think what Signal and a couple of other messaging services are doing is really good, where your privacy is sort of paramount and not collecting any data, that kind of thing. I don't like the idea of WhatsApp or, you know, Facebook or anything selling my data to someone else. Weaning myself off Instagram, which is a Facebook company, is going to be the hardest thing.
So you're still on Instagram?
I'm still on Instagram, which, you know, a lot of people were, you know, on Twitter were calling me a hypocrite because I left Facebook but not Instagram.
Yes.
But I think they have very different functions in my life. So, you know, it's not just about the company and boycotting or anything. It's also about sort of the impact it has on you personally. But I think, it would be a left dream utopia of what Facebook currently is. More of a lounge room than a city square.
Mm. So more a lounge room than a parlour.
Yeah, definitely not a parlour. Definitely. And no gabbing.
See, I had to think then, because for me, parler with an ER is the French parler to talk.
Yes.
And I pronounce it parler, so yes. Whatever.
I think they do as well, but it hasn't really caught on.
Oh, yeah.
Like Tajay.
All right. Yeah. Lena, we've been talking this morning on Saturday Magazine about the problems with so-called free speech and the consequences or no consequences of people in power saying things and not being held to account for it. Is one of the reasons you tapped out of Facebook this spread of misinformation?
Yes, I'd be lying if I didn't say that that kind of made it scary for me.
Yep.
The amount of friends I've got who... I had two Facebook profiles because I couldn't handle my family being with my friends in the same space, and it freaked me out. So I had sort of a big silo between those two.
Okay.
But a lot of my friends who don't have that would have, you know, parents and older generations in particular, and even some of, you know, their high school mates and stuff, who could have what you can only describe as Facebook brain, you know, some brain worms. They've gone down some conspiracy, you know, wormholes and not been the same. Like, it's fundamentally changed who they are and what they believe in.
Mm.
And that to me is very scary.
Yes.
And I don't really want to be a part of that, because I think we're all susceptible to it. I think it's really easy to sit back and say, oh, that couldn't happen to me, I'm too smart.
Mm.
But these people are smart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These people, you know, they're just like everyone else. So I think I could be prey to something like that, sort of on the left persuasion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could definitely be sucked into something like that. So I would like to minimise my exposure to dangerous elements like that as much as possible.
Yeah, fair enough. I know you've got, just very quickly, Lena, I know you've got two little boys. What are you going to tell them about Facebook? And whether they can have an account.
Really good question. They cannot have an account, no. But they won't want one. So to them, to my eldest in particular, he's a teenager, and Facebook's so uncool. It's
like, okay.
It's what the mums use, you know.
Right.
So it's not, he's into Discord and, you know,
yep.
All these other things. But I don't think they'll be as interested. But I will explain to them why I left and why I didn't like it, why I didn't want to be a part of it. But I don't think they're old enough by a long shot to have one anyway, like,
as
per terms of service.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have to have that fight until they're of that age. But
yeah, I do forget that it's an old person's platform.
It is a bit, yeah.
Lena Van Deventer, it's been lovely to talk to you. And, well, congratulations on quitting Facebook. I am very proud of you, and I know that you and I won't lose touch. I'm very glad that you're still on Twitter.
Yes, that from my cold, dead hands, you can pry that one.
Follow Lena on Twitter, at Lena Van Deventer. She is awesome.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Lena.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.